willing to reveal thy heart's desire to us. And because from everlasting to everlasting, thy heart's desire is precious. And you have drawn us and kept us in your will. Lord, we must confess in thy presence. And we are those who are foolish. By nature, we can only touch the earthly matters. We are not able to follow on to a heavenly arrangement. But we praise and thank thee, Lord. And thou hast done a great work. Not only have you saved us, but you have placed us in this position, and that is what is in your original will. That through the Holy Spirit you would place even your own life within us. So that we who were not qualified now have you have qualified us to pursue and understand thy will. Therefore, as we come into thy presence, we do look to thy mercy. Because you have placed such a great spiritual mission before us. Lord, more and more we see our own unworthiness. But you have counted us worthy, and we bow our head and worship thee. Let us not only see that it is because of you we are counted worthy, but it is also because of you we're able to live out such worthiness. We bow our head and worship thee. This afternoon, as we fellowship into thy word, Lord, may you personally speak to us through the Holy Spirit. Not only would our ears hear man speaking,
Lord, we will continue to follow the soul of the Holy Spirit to listen. Lord, we look to thee. Lord, once again we say, honor and glorify your own name. 吸引我们众人, 毫无保留地来跟上你。 要你得着一切的尊贵、荣耀和权柄。 我们将祷告、仰望、奉主耶稣基督的名。 我们好不好先来看一点点的经文？
Let us first turn to our Bible passages.
首先，我们看以弗所书第一章。
Let us first turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
我们先看第八节开始。
We'll begin reading with verse 8.
这恩典是神用诸般，对不起，第八节开始。这恩典是神用诸般智慧、聪明、充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上、地上。 一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
Beginning with Ephesians chapter 1 verse 8, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在，从十一节接上来，我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行着万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先 在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。然后我们从十九节再开始。本来是该多念一点，但是我们省一点时间，从十九节开始。并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等好大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
The exceeding greatness of his power to us, Lord, who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name not his name, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all.
然后请弟兄姊妹再翻到第四章。
Our brothers and sisters will turn over to chapter 4.
我们从十一节开始看一小段。
We'll begin reading from verse 11, a small passage.
第四章十一节开始。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，革尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。够了。
And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
感谢主给我们有这一次的聚会。
We thank the Lord for giving us this opportunity.
弟兄姊妹们都知道这一次聚会的主题是什么。
Brothers and sisters, we all know what the theme of this conference is.
按照弟兄们的安排，我要和弟兄姊妹们交通一点关乎神在新约里边给我们的那个见证的传承。
According to the arrangement of the brothers, I have this responsibility to share with brothers and sisters to share on the testimony of.In the New Testament.
我们是在感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
因为他把我们放在这个新约的时代。
Because he has placed us under this new covenant.
让我们在这个新约的时代的里头，直接去经历到神怎么来显明他的作为。
That we would be able to personally experience how God will manifest.His work in the new covenant.
我想许多弟兄姊妹们都能记得的。
I believe brothers and sisters still remember.
使徒行传第一章里边就提到一件事情是非常明确的。
In Acts chapter 1, it is mentioned to us of a matter that is very clear.
当主升天到天回到天上去的时候。
That is when the Lord ascended back to heaven.
他宣告了一件事情，非常非常的明确。
The Lord made this proclamation, which is very clear.
他说他要差遣圣灵来。
And he said that he will send the Holy Spirit.
要住在我们信主的人的当中。
That the Holy Spirit will abide in each one of us who believe in the Lord.
那做什么呢？
What is the Holy Spirit to do?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们的主也亲自的说出。这一个事实来。
Our Lord also tells us of this fact.
要叫我们在耶路撒冷。
So
在犹大全地，撒玛利亚，直到地极，做什么呢？做我的见证。我们感谢赞美我们的主，主在那里显明一个安排。这一个安排不是单单叫我们去承受恩典，这一个安排也是非常清楚的，在那里对我们有一个差遣。这一个差遣是为了什么目的呢？我想我们的主说得太清楚了，不是叫我们在那里诉说我们承受什么恩典。当然按照我们的那一个感觉，我们该常常诉说神的恩典。但弟兄姊妹，你看到主说的这一个差遣呢，它有一个非常明确的目的的。那个目的不是说出他在我们身上给了我们多少的恩典和怜悯，乃是叫我们去成为他的见证，诉说他的见证，去显明他的见证。很早很早以前，我读这一句话的时候，我心里边有个很深的感觉了。主要我们去做他的见证。做他的见证是什么一回事呢？这的确是一件很大的事情。我们的弟兄们都已经在刚过的一些聚会里边给我们点出来了。虽然时间是过了好长好长的年日，如果从旧约来说，那么距离我们现在也好几千年了。那现在我们站在称为新约的这一段的日子的里边呢，我们也走过了2000多年了。那再看看前面呢，虽然这段日子我们很清楚地看到主给我们一个信号，他回来的日子很近了。但是从实际上面来说呢，好像前面还有一段路要继续往前行。那么在那么长久的时间的里头，神在做一件什么事情呢？
Now, throughout this long period of time, what is it that God is doing?
在那么长久的年日的里头，他所做的那件事情有没有更改过呢？
In such a long period of time, all the work of God hasn't ever changed.
如果有更改过，那这个事情就大概也可以说不太重要。但是如果这个事情没有更改过呢？
But if the work of God has never changed,
那弟兄姊妹们，我们里面就应当有一个很正常的感觉。神所要做的那一个公司，一个非常非常重要的大事，是不能更改的，一定要完成的。那我们现在就在神这个见证的里头，神把我们放在其中。那究竟这个见证是什么呢？感谢我们的主，我们的弟兄们的交通也给我们开了一个头了。那我们也按照主自己做工的那个次序来仔细一点的来看这个问题。对我个人来说， 我很难忘掉一件事。
I cannot forget one thing.
现在数算起来已经是几十年前的事。
When I recount this, this has been a few decades.
在那段日子我还在中国大陆。
In those days, I was still in China.
当然教会所经过的一些难处我也稍微尝到一点点。
And of course, the difficulty of the church during those times, I have somewhat tasted a bit.
那时我还在学校里面当学生。
At that time, I was still a student in school.
在那种环境的里面，好像觉得跟随主有什么意思呢？
And those, in my situation, to follow the Lord, what to me it felt like, what meaning was there?
这是一个非常重的一个冲击。
Now that was a very deep impact.
但是感谢神。
But I thank God.
那是借着一些年长的弟兄给我们一些的安慰。
That is through some comfort from older brethren.
他把我们带到一个事实里。
Now they have brought us into a fact.
什么事实呢？
What is that fact?
神永远的旨意。
And that is our glorious eternal will of God.
那时候弟兄所说出来的话虽然是非常的简单，他说现在人都热衷在那里做这个做那个，要把整个的社会改变过来。而我们如果仍然在那里跟随主的话，
But if we were still yet to follow the Lord.
一面我们好像看见没有路走。
On the one hand, it seems like there's no future ahead of us.
同时也觉得没有前途。
And we also feel there's no path before us.
那我们还要不要跟随主呢？
If that's the case, are we still willing to follow?
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
弟兄们的交通给我们很清楚地看见。
Brother shared and gave us a very clear.
他说现在地上的人是在那里踊跃地上的事。
That is the people of this world are very zealous for the worldly matters.
但是地上的事情不管怎么的踊跃，不能改变天上所定规的一切。
But regardless of how the worldly things move ahead, it cannot change the heavenly matters.
他给当年我们年轻的弟兄姊妹们是这样说：我们现在的跟随乃是跟随神的心意，要把神的国度带进来。
In those days, the brethren shared with us, today we follow after the Lord's desire, and that is to bring in the Lord's kingdom.
弟兄姊妹们，我们实在感谢我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, we thank our God.
在那一个时候把我们的眼光打开了。
In those days, has opened our eyes.
让我们真正的看见跟随主的那一个正确的方向。
It has truly shown us the accurate path and following after the Lord.
那这次弟兄们让我来和弟兄姊妹交通这一方面的事的时候，
This time, as the brothers have arranged for me to share in this area with brethren,
很自然就让我想起当年的事。
It has very naturally caused me to recount those prior years.
当然也很自然的也想到现在的事。
It also naturally caused me to think of the present.
那现在我们所面对的那个环境和当年我们所面对的环境在性质上讲是完全不一样。
Nature, what we encounter today and what I've encountered in years past are completely different.
但是我们在这些环境当中所接触到的那一个引诱、试探，甚至是诱惑，是完全一个样的。
Yet all the things we encounter amidst the different conditions, the temptations, the trials, they are all the same.
那个目的只有一个。
There is only one purpose.
要叫我们离开神的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督。
That is to draw us away from the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们整个的生活不是看朝着我们的主来行走。
So that our entire life would not be going in the direction of our Lord.
叫我们这所有的追求不停留在主心意里面所有的安排。
That it would cause all our pursuit not to remain in the pleasure of our Lord's desire.
但是感谢赞美我们的主。
But we praise and thank our Lord.
眼见的环境虽然是这样。
Even though the visible condition is this way.
但是神却是在恩典里边，在全地各处都兴起一点一点一点的神的儿女。
Yet in grace, all around the world, God has raised up for Himself children here and there.
他们仍然乐意按照神的心意来跟随主给我们所有的带领。
His children are still willing, able, and able to follow on to His desire and His guidance.
那当我们接触到这样的一个问题的时候，
Now when we encounter such an issue,
我们就不能不问了。
We must ask that.
那究竟神那永远的旨意是什么一回事？
The question is, in fact, what is the eternal will of God?
那经过了那么长的年日，神没有改变他的那个定规，那这个意义是什么？
Throughout such a long period of time, God did not change his will. What is that purpose?
那当然我们承认有好些事情神没有跟我们说的，我们也没办法猜得出来。
Of course, we confess that God did not tell us many of those things we cannot guess.
但是神要我们知道的，神没有一件停留在那里不向我们说。
But what God desires for us to know, he did not withhold from us.
那么我们就从主说过的话里边来留意了。
Then let us pay attention to the spoken word of God.
虽然我们这次上的交通，我叫交通那个部分是只圈在新约的这一个范围。
Now, even though my responsibility at this time is only in the new covenant.
那弟兄姊妹们，
but brothers and sisters,
如果主的灵在我们里边，让我们稍微苏醒一点，
but if the Lord's Spirit calls us to be alert,
我们没有办法不承认。
Then we must acknowledge.
神在新约里边所要做成功的那一个事实，
what God wants to complete during this new covenant,
可以说是神永远计划里面最重要最重要的那个部分。
We can put it this way, it is the most important and crucial point of his work.
我们甚至是可以说，
or we can put it this way,
如果说到神永远的旨意的话，
if we were to say upon the eternal will,
那在新约这一段时间里面神所要做的如果做不成功，
if during this period, during the new covenant, if the work of God is not successful,
那神永远的旨意就没有成功的希望。
Then there is no hope for the completion of the eternal will of God.
那翻过来说呢，
in other words,
如果神在这一段日子里头所做的做成，
if what God desires to do is completed in this period,
当然在神手中没有难成的事。
Of course, with God, there is nothing that is impossible.
但是我们为了认识这一段日子的那一个严肃，那个严肃或是它的严重，
but in order for us to understand the seriousness or how solemn this period of time is,
而我们必须是那样明确的来留意神的安排。
We must take note and pay attention to the arrangement of God in this way.
那在神整个的安排的里头，
Now the arrangement of God,
我们现在这一个时代，或者说神在我们这一个时候在我们身上所有的带领，是为了成全他那个永远的旨意里头的最关键的那一个部分。我们刚才读的以弗所书第一章，弟兄姊妹们，你很清楚的能看见，当我们提到神永远的旨意的时候，
when we make mention of the eternal will of God,
我们必须看见神永远的旨意不是一个空空洞洞的幻想。神说得非常的清楚，
God puts it very clearly,
他在他的永远的旨意里头他要做成功一件事。
In his eternal will, he is to complete this one thing.
那一件事是什么呢？
What matter is that?
叫万有都在基督里同归于一。
That all things will be gathered together and sum up as one in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你特别留意这句话的那个含义。
Brothers and sisters, take note of that verse.
如果从范围上面来说，那是万有，就是一切所有存在的事物，没有一点一滴是例外。这个是从范围上面来说的。如果从那个目的来说呢，我们就更清楚地看到一件事，神按照时间到了的时候，他要叫一切的万有都在基督里同归于一。我想这几天弟兄姊妹稍微注意一下地上发生的事，你会觉得这一两天里面曾经发生一件大事。什么大事呢？
What matter is that?
日食啊。
And that is the eclipse.
啊，哎呀，碰到日食好像全世界的人都震动了一下。
And when there is this solar eclipse, it seems like it has surprised everyone in this world.
特别在这一次日食你能观察到 日全食的这个光景的话，你就跑到亚洲去。
And if you want to see the full solar system, you must have to go to the continent of Asia.
那所以有很多人就跑到亚洲了。
So many would flock there.
啊，在中国了。
And China.
在台湾了。
Taiwan.
在印度了。在那样的地方就看日食。
And in that region, you will want to see this solar eclipse.
那弟兄姊妹，当你看到日食的时候，有什么感觉呢？
How do you feel?
啊，我们不知道。人的感觉是怎么样，但是归类起来是两样。一样就看到日食的时候，他说：“哈，这是现象，那么奇妙，那么伟大，还要证明了这个世界里头没有神。”但是另外一方面的领会呢？他看到这样的事情，他不是只是看见那个现象，他们能看到这个现象所发表的那个原因，是在他们心思里头就引起一个很高的渴慕。他们从那个眼见的现象里面看到背后的那一位伟大的神。但是很可惜，能像这样去从眼见的事物来看到那个事物发生的原因的人，一般来说不太多。那我为什么说出这样的一件事的？我乃是特别让弟兄姊妹你注意刚才我们所读的那节经文。刚才我们所读的经文就是说，时间到了，神要叫万有在基督里同归于一。那就是说出现在的万有，第一，在基督里的不多。
That tells us first that there are not many of all these things in Christ.
第二
，secondly，
根本就没有同归于一的事实。
They are not summed up together as one.
那这是我们眼见的现象。
That is what we see in the phenomenon.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
那他在他自己所说的话的里边，向我们解开了一个非常伟大的安排。
In his own words, God has revealed to us a very great arrangement.
那现在一切都是不和谐的。
Now nothing is in harmony.
人和人中间不和谐的。
There is no harmony between men.
人和物中间不和谐的。
There is no harmony between man and other matter.
物和物的当中也不和谐的。
And even in matter between matters, there is no harmony.
神也告诉我们，造成这许多的不和谐的原因是有一个。
What is the reason for no having no harmony?
但是神要解决这个原因。
But God is to deal with that.
目的乃是要叫一切万有都能同归于一。
The purpose is in order that all things can be gathered together.
弟兄姊妹们，我们碰到神这个话的时候，有些时候心思里面真的转不过来。
Brothers and sisters, when we encounter these words of God, sometimes we just cannot understand it.
你说怎么可能发生这样的事呢？
You question, how is this happening?
有办法使这个事实成为事，成为那个很真的那个实际吗？
Is there a way for this to become reality?
我们是可以这样想，但神对他自己说过的话，他常常是这样对我们说。耶和华的热心一定成就这事。我们感谢赞美我们的神。好了，现在问题来了。那神怎么去成就呢？神怎么把这样的一个大事，从现在的一塌糊涂的里面来带回到与神中间没有间隔。
In this great thing, in the confusion there is that exists today, how is God to bring this back to himself without any obstacle?
那我们就看神怎么要来做这个工了。
Now let us take a look and see how God is to perform this.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
昨天晚上我们看到我们的弟兄一直给我们指出，在旧约里边神做了许多的事，说了许多的话。但是那些话那些事都是只做神要做一件事。
But in all those words and all those things that God did, it is pointing to one thing that God is to do.
而我们就要问
了，
神为什么要做那一件事？
Why is it that God must do that?
如果神不用做那一件事的话呢？
God did not do that.
那神还要不要做那么许许多多的事，说许许多多的话呢？
You need to do so many things and speak so many words.
这个的确是一件大事。
Indeed, that is a great thing.
神在旧约里面说了很多的事，
他
做了很多的事，说了许多的话，也特别拣选了以色列这一个民族，而给他们这个祭司的国度的那样的一个地位和身份，
能
为要把万民都带回神的面前。但是以色列人跟不上
了，
所以才有到我们今天活在新约的这一个关键的日子。
Therefore,
我常常我常常问一些弟兄姊妹们，我说弟兄姊妹们，你的圣经是叫做什么名字？他说就是圣经嘛。当然是圣经，但是它还有一个名字。是什么名字？一些弟兄姊妹就明白了。叫做新约圣经、旧约圣经。那我就问说，什么叫做旧约，什么叫做新约？他们就说了，主耶稣没来以前就叫做旧约，主耶稣来了以后就叫做新约。那我们现在是活在新约里，但是这个问题就在这里，旧约新约是两个不同的约。那如果这两个不同的约是没有关联的，那就不管他新和旧了。但现在我们所面对的旧约和新约呢？你没有办法把它割裂的。我们甚至是可以这样说，如果没有旧约的话，你就看不到新约。如果你看到新约的话，你也不能丢掉旧约。你说为什么有这样的事情呢？弟兄姊妹们，这就给我们回到刚才以弗所书上面所指出的那个事实了。那个事实是说什么呢？说神有一个安排，说神有一个计划，他又按照时间到的时候叫万有都在基督里同归于一。那么什么事情叫做时间满足呢？
Now, what does this mean in the fullness?
时间满足是根据什么呢？
What is the basis for this fullness of time?
我们感谢我们的神。
So we thank our God.
那神就继续就说出了。
Then God continues to tell us.
等到那些在基督里首先有盼望的人把神的荣耀带出来。
It is for those who first trusted in Christ to be the praise of His glory.
时候就到了。
And then that is the fullness of time.
弟兄姊妹们，如果这样子来领会到神说话的那个意思，
If we understand the word of God in this way,
我们就很清楚看到了。
Very clearly we're able to see.
那如今我们活在新约里头，
For us who live in this new covenant,
我们怎么在神这个见证的里边接上来呢？
How are we able to follow on in this testimony of God?
那要很清楚的说清楚这一件事情。
God has to tell us this very clearly.
我想我们这次聚会里边很多年轻的弟兄姊妹们在我们中间。
I believe there are many younger brothers and sisters in our midst in this conference.
我想我就多费一点时间来把这个事情说明确一点。
I want to spend a little bit more time to clarify this somewhat.
当我们要来领会这件事的时候，
If we're to understand about this matter,
我们没有办法能忽略神造人的时候神所显明的他的目的。
We cannot neglect the purpose of God in His creation of man.
弟兄姊妹们，现在许多人，特别是那些不信的人，他们根本不相信神的创造。
Brothers and sisters, there are many today, especially the unbelievers, who do not believe in the creation of God.
而我们相信神的人， 也不一定能够明白神创造的目的。
Even for believers, it may not be that we would understand the purpose of God's creation.
那所以我们必须在这个点上不能忽略。
Therefore, we cannot be careless upon this point.
因为这个是接连到神的整个的见证的那个主题的。
Now, because this connects us to the theme of God's testimony.
那我们很清楚的从创世纪第一章里头。你很清楚地看到神在造人的时候，神宣告了他造人的那个目的。啊，当然在这个事情以前又发生了很多的事，神没有很详细给我们说。
Of course, before the creation, God has told us something that happened, even though without details.
但是我们确实看见以前所发生的事情所留下的那个结果。
But we're able to see the result of the things that happened before the creation that was recorded for us.
那神在创造人的时候，就是对着那个结果来写安排的。
Now then, in God's creation, His purpose was exactly focused on the result of that, those things that happened before the creation.
那神在那时怎么说呢？
What did God say at that time?
他说我要把人造出来。
He said, I will create man.
那这个人是怎么样的呢？头一件事情就是说，神要把他的形象给他们。第二件事情就是说，神要把他的权柄也委托给他们。弟兄姊妹们，我们读创世纪第一章的时候，你没办法忽略这两个事实的。一个是神的形象，一个是神的权柄。那换一句话来说，详细的我不说了，我只是提出来让弟兄姊妹们，你不要忽略这个事实。什么时候我们看到这两个事实？我们就看到神造人的目的。第一是为彰显神的自己。第二就让神的权柄在那里不受到任何的阻挡。那当然我们很会问。
Then we might ask, perhaps,
谁有这个本领去对付神这个安排？
Who has the authority to deal with this arrangement of God?
那个问题，那个答案是非常简单。
Now the answer is very easy.
那就是堕落的撒旦。
And that is Satan who has fallen.
神造人的目的就是对付那个堕落的撒旦和他所造成的这个万有当中的堕落。
So the very purpose of God's creation is to deal with Satan and his fallen and all that the result of his Satan being fallen.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你就看到一件事。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you see one thing.
这个事情就受到阻碍了。
There is an obstacle in this matter.
那个阻碍从哪里来呢？
Where does this obstacle come from?
就是从撒旦来了。
It is from Satan.
撒旦把神的计划打乱了。
And Satan has disrupted God's plan.
人堕落了。
Man has fallen.
人没办法了。
There's no way for man.
那神这个计划还要不要执行呢？
Will the will of God still be executed?
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他没有给撒旦的这样的骚扰来扰乱他的安排。
Such disruption from Satan does not end God's plan.
所以你就看到神在那个日子里头所宣告的事情。
Therefore, we're able to see God's proclamation in those days.
我们的弟兄昨天晚上也提了。
Our brother also mentioned that last night.
我现在再提一下。
I mentioned it again.
我们提了，看到是神怎么处理人的堕落呢？
We can see how God deals with man.
他说到女人的后裔要伤蛇的头。
He said that the seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head.
从神说的那些话的里边，我们留意到一件事情，神要把堕落的人带回神起初的那个安排里。那所以我们就看到了，神就让他的儿子来完成这个救赎。那但是人要接受神的这个救恩。弟兄姊妹们，我们可以从我们自己的那个经历上面去留意，你就明白了。当你头一次听到救恩的时候，你很乐意接受神这样的安排吗？也许会有人是那样。但是那样的人就非常非常的稀少。我们绝大部分都是在神的面前经过挣扎挣扎挣扎 然后在圣灵的光照的底下浮下来。
Perhaps most of us will struggle, and yet struggle until we submit under the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit.
啊，神说我们是罪人，我哪里是罪人
？God says we are all sinners. We say, why are we sinners?
啊，神说我们要永死，哪里有永死的事情？人死就是灯灭了。
God says we will have eternal damnation, and we say that once I die, and that's the end of it all.
啊，许多的理由在那里阻挡我们的。
There are so many reasons that will hinder us.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
他宣告了女人的后裔要伤蛇的头。神做了一件事情了，要用一个牲畜的皮来做衣服，把人遮盖。
God has given and to take the skin of an animal to cover our nakedness, our
shame. 当然，这个是一个预表。
Of course, this is a type.
昨天我们的弟兄就提到了，你要看到神说话的目的。
Last night, our brother already shared.That we must see the purpose of God's word.
啊，神就用着一个流血牺牲的事情来遮盖人的愚昧和软弱。
That was with the sacrifice of an animal with the shedding of blood to cover our shame, our nakedness.
那这些事情都指着神的儿子有一天要来。
It all points to the fact that one day the Son of God will come.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们不能不问一个问题。
Then brothers and sisters, we must ask a question.
神费那么大的劲干什么呢
？God has spent so much things for what?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
我想问一个很简单的问题。
I will ask a very simple question.
你为什么要信主呢
？Why is it that you would want to believe in the Lord?
我们每一个人都经过那个阶段。
Each one of us has experienced that day.
啊，等到神把我们的罪来显露的时候，我们说我们不信主怎么行
？When God exposes our sin to us, we can only say we must believe in the Lord.
啊，如果不信主的话，那就完了。
It is finished if we do not believe it.
所以我就信主了。
So I believe in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我问的问题这个目的
，The purpose of my
不是让我们只是看见这一个部分。
It is for us not to only see this aspect of it.
如果只是看到这个部分
，If we only see this,
那我们就不知道神用着他的儿子来做成那个救赎的那个目的在哪里。
Then we do not realize the purpose of God using His own Son.
只是让我们这些人一个人啊，这些都信了耶稣，他们都不死了。
It is merely for us, each one of us, one by one, that we all believe in Jesus, then we will not perish.
但是我们也承认，没有一个人想到我有一天，不会躺在坟墓里。
But I confess that none of us would think of the fact that one day I would not lie in the grave.
那你说如果是这样的话，神那个拯救有什么作用？
If that's the case, what is the purpose of God?Salvation.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
当神把我们带得更清楚的一点的时候
，When God shows us even more clearly,
我们看到我们承受神的那个救赎的恩典，接受那个不再定罪的这个事实，只不过是神在我们身上做工的起头。
Then we realize the fact that we receive this salvation, the fact that we are not condemned any longer, is only the beginning of